Welcome back to part two of our incredible series with the manager of the Little Jenny Ranch, Faith Hanlon. We're excited to have Faith on for another episode and are excited for listeners to get inspired the way we did when hearing Faith discuss her business mindset. Enjoy.
And with your culture, what are your core values? What are the things, like you were talking about, that you guys hold dearly to kind of drive this idea that culture is the pinnacle of what a business means?
Totally. So safety is our number one value. And I'm just going to say it's often overlooked on a lot of operations because folks will say ranches are inherently safe, like unsafe. You know, cowboying is dangerous. There are agriculture generally is one of the most dangerous in industries to be a part of. Mm-hmm. And we have approached it as a family saying, we will not accept that this is just an inherently unsafe thing. We will communicate to our people who work here that we care about them through caring about safety. And it has been a really long journey of people snickering and laughing and thinking we're silly for having a safety talk before a branding or, you know, having a safety briefing before or after an event. They're just like, oh, we don't do that. But it's the best way to tell people, one, that you care about them. But two, for us, we think if something happened to somebody here, it would be really hard to enjoy this place that we love so much. And yeah. I have people's kids. I have people's siblings, aunts, uncles, moms, dads here. And, you know, ranching is very family oriented. And I think about it all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm responsible for making sure people are thinking about it all the time, talking to people about it all the time, whether you're the ranch hand or the cow boss, you're talking to people about it, whether it's stopping a situation, even though you're feel like you're the bottom of the totem pole, you have the authority to say, this doesn't seem safe to me, or I'm concerned. Right. And so sorry to be long-winded about safety, but I think I wish more operations were doing it. And I know I was embarrassed when I started, and now I'm like, it's the best thing we've done. And I've been really grateful for my parents' leadership on that. So that's why safety is our number one value. But we've got safety, integrity. I think that's pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah.
Pride for the brand. So, you know, this is obviously a buzzword in Western, you know, in the Western world, ride for the brand, but really know that there's something greater than yourself, which is the ranch, which we try to work for. And I try to make it so my crew isn't just asking what's in it for me, but rather, you know, I'm going to give myself or these things to the ranch, knowing that I'm going to be taken care of at the end of the day. And so that is a big part of the culture. You know, people want to ride for a brand that you're creating, just knowing like there's a greater thing we're working towards here at the ranch. Being a good neighbor, this mm-hmm. is huge. People would not be anywhere without their neighbors, in my opinion. I think of just Sublette County. I have neighbors, whether they're 5 miles away or, you know, 65 miles away, and I still call them my neighbors, but they're the first people who are there for you. They are the people you lean on. They're my advisors, my mentors. And I think to make it in this industry, you have to be a good neighbor. And I think that's very much in line with Code of the West sort of things. But my neighbors are everything here. So I try to encourage my whole crew to be a good neighbor. You know, we could be in the middle of something really busy, but if our neighbor calls us and says, I need help, we're going to be there. Another one of our values is good stockmanship. Also pretty self-explanatory, but I think just always wanting to be a better stockman and between our horses and our cattle, and then stewardship. And stewardship comes in all sorts of different forms between being an advocate and how we manage the land and how we steward the traditions of the Bondurant Basin. It comes in a lot of different forms, but I think we work towards and are continuing to work towards being the best stewards we can be.
I love those, by the way. Great core values. Well done.
You know, I talk about those like in people's job descriptions, even online when I'm advertising, I'm like, these are really important. So
right.
Evaluate if those are important to you too.
Those are great. And I will say we went through our mission, vision, core values, like literally this last month and it's super important to really figure out who you are and who are the people you want to work with. So, I think those are all great. And when you talk about stewardship here at Murr Ranch Group, conservation stewardship, mm-hmm. you know, of every varietal from stewarding the land to stewarding the culture to stewarding the people, I think is important. So I'd love to know what the Little Jenny is doing. I know there's a lot going on with migratory corridors right near you. There's a lot of things like that happening that our listeners, we've beat it to death a little bit because it matters so much to us. But I just love to know what you guys are doing to kind of steward in your own way.
Totally. And this was something when you asked about Sublette County that I was almost thinking, I wish I would have said more, but we in Sublette County live in an amazing environment because we've got these mountain ranges and really important water and wildlife habitat. And we are an incredibly important wildlife corridor. So all of the ranches here are managing being stewards of the land and our wildlife and these habitats, as well as, a working ranch. So there are a lot of opportunities, I think, for landowners because of that, but there's also a lot of responsibility as well. Mm-hmm. In the last couple years with the winter before was on mule deer and pronghorn, there've been a lot of pushes to help protect and continue to support working lands and the habitats here where we have these incredible wildlife corridors and helping these animals access their winter and summer range back and forth. And we thankfully get to be leaders in that, building these wildlife bridges on our highways and the Upper Green Fence Initiative. There's a lot of cool projects going on stewardship wise in Sublette County, which is awesome. But overall, I would say we just work on being as creative and thoughtful as we can in our stewardship, from mm-hmm. working on projects with TU to work on our streams here. And when I think about it, I'm like, great, trout habitat, really important. I love to fish. I want to, help continue to build that habitat for the native cutthroat. But I also want it to make sense for my ranch operation too. So I'm trying, working with them, saying, I want to be resilient when we do deal with drought. And we are super blessed with water here at the ranch. When we're in a drought, other people are thinking that's the most water I've ever seen. And so I know that that is a huge advantage here at the ranch, but working with TU to be as resilient when drought comes as we can and be efficient. And so there are lots of great groups like Trout Unlimited that can help you harness funding to improve what your operation is doing between your fences and your water and just overall like operation, which they I think are coming to a great place where they're understanding the workings lands are really important to that stewardship. So it's a really exciting time to be a landowner and take advantage of some of those programs and people who are excited about the stewardship opportunities. Generally, I would say just being really responsible grazers of your grasses between your deeded ground and your permits or leases, that is one of the most important things that you can do as a steward. And I'm really lucky to have a crew that cares a lot. They're not afraid to dig in. We're not afraid to get a little nerdy with our grasses and try to learn as much as we can about the range and maintaining that range and trying to, like I've said, build a resilient business. I'm not thinking about this year's range. I'm thinking about, I want the range for the next generation to be healthy and ready. Mm-hmm. And it's not the forest's responsibility to do everything. We have way too much turnover among these organizations like the Forest Service to be leaning on them for leading your range evaluation. You have to step up to the plate as a producer right now. So that is a huge part, just taking care of your range in all sorts of ways. There are reasons why folks have done it the way they've done it for a long time, and you should dig in and try to understand that, because right. there are a lot of older practices that are for really good reasons and are stewardship. They just don't know, like they haven't been thinking that that's why. They know why. Right. They're not thinking, oh, it's to be good stewards. It's like, because it's better grass, you know?
Right.
So, evaluating those traditional ways and then just being strategic with the opportunities that come your way. For us, you know, one of the opportunities that we've had is I've worked with a nutritionist in finding all the right feed for our cattle and, you know, the right hay and the right alfalfa and what to pay and how to do it. But you have to take advantage of the opportunities that come your way. And one of them has been spent brewer's grains.
Oh, okay.
That's been kind of one of my, I guess it's not exactly to be a great steward of the land, but it's to be, you know, creative with your resources, which I think resources and stewardship is kind of what we're talking about. But, you know, I don't need to buy more hay or alfalfa or an extra supplement from my feed store. I can work with some opportunities, and I don't have corn stalks or sugar beets or things that other producers may be utilizing. I've got craft breweries next to Jackson Hole, and they have this essentially trash to them that helps me build body condition in my cows. So
wow,
got to be
That's
creative.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, I think what you've spoken on really well, Faith, is just how, you know, at the Little Jenny and kind of what you're trying to do, you definitely incorporate some of these older ranch management techniques, but you're not, you know, too proud to take on new things and new technologies and new information that's out there. And I think that's what's so cool about this next generation of ranchers is that openness to the past, but also to things that might enhance kind of not only your operation, but the landscape that you work on every day.
Totally.
So I think that's really cool. And I have another question. Are you ever just exhausted? It sounds like there's a lot going on. You have a lot of, you know, you're in an area where you get 4 feet of snow from time to time. Are there any points in the day where you're just like, I need to go to Hawaii. I need a vacation.
Yeah. I think we had sort of talked about like, oh, are there any points you're overwhelmed? And I was like, isn't that synonymous with ranching? Yeah. So yes, I get overwhelmed and tired and think this is what I want to do for my whole life. Like it's going to be a long one. And I think, you know, I'm working on it. I'm not perfect by any means, but I think being conscious of the fact you have to continue to give yourself that rest. I am not a very good example of that maybe right now, but someone said to me the other day, you have to put on your oxygen mask before you can help others put on their oxygen
yes.
mask. And that's a really good reminder, because I am totally the, yes, I want to help you. Yes, I want to host you for spring break and have this life-changing experience. Yes, I want to make this trip work for this couple who's trying to book something. Yes, I can have, you know, whatever it is. I'm always trying to take advantage of the opportunities. But one of my excuses, which maybe I use for myself, is this good for my crew? And if it's not, that's always my best justification to say no. I spend more time telling my crew they should have rest than myself. But like I said, I have one of the best jobs in the world. I get to sell what I believe in wholeheartedly. And sometimes that's really hard to give yourself a break and step away. But I'm definitely learning. It's a work in progress, but it is really fulfilling work. And at the end of the day, I've always said it is way too much blood, sweat, and tears in your whole heart and life. If you're not proud of how you're operating it and how right. you do it, then it is not worth it.
Yeah, don't enter this if that's not.
Exactly. Like if you, If you don't send your calves in those trucks down the road and have this like fuzzy feeling about the product that you raised, you should be questioning what's going on. And, right. You know, either get there or realize maybe this isn't the right thing. But yeah, rest is key, especially like I'm trying to grow something. And so I probably dig in a lot more on a zillion things all at the same time, like a crazy ski tour where you host 2,000 people at your house. But yeah, it's a work in progress. I honestly can't tell you very much. working on it.
I'm like, whenever I'm feeling overwhelmed, I'm just going to think of Faith and I'm going to be like, it's not that bad.
Having great dogs, and I have an amazing family and crew who are behind me, but my family at the end of the day, could not do it without them. They're my rock. So feel really That's lucky huge. To be in business with them.
And if I just kind of to close out, because I've learned so much and I'm just so grateful to even just get to know you and become friends, because this is awesome to meet another woman in this industry. But I would love to know, you know, for people who are listening to this, who are maybe considering entering into the space of ranch management, or, you know, have an inkling like it's something they want to do, what's kind of the biggest advice you can give to those individuals who are considering entering this space, especially people kind of who have maybe graduated college or, you know, who've knocked on your door and like, hey, can I have a summer opportunity? And what's your advice for them?
Absolutely. It's a hard world to enter in on your own. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It really is. And because ranchers are protective, they're like, they've had, you know, bad people in the past, or, you know, they have to reteach everything they do. And so they have become very guarded sometimes. And so I'm not going to say it's a really easy industry to just pop into. That being said, I think more and more, especially this like next generation of ranchers, realizes if they're like myself, they want to help other people jump on board and teach them and engage. And I've seen really cool programs just being like, we are working on teaching people, not just working them to the bone. And I'll talk about a couple ways that I recommend looking into opportunities. But I would say overall, knowing, I've stolen this from the IX. I think were the ones who said this. They look for people with more try hard than know-how, and recognizing that if you don't have all the know-how of what's going on, it's try hard that makes it, you know,
right.
End of the day, people want to know, can you get your boots dirty? Can you work with integrity? Can we trust you? And if you act like that, you will earn your place in any rancher's heart. And that's some of my best crew members over time are just people who've been reliable and want to work hard. And we can trust. Yeah. If people want to get in, I'm like, yeah, dig in. it is a wild ride and it is really rewarding, but which I think if you're not working hard, it's not nearly as rewarding, but there are great websites out there. One of them I'll say is Of the West, which is kind of new for folks looking for positions. And Jesse does in the winter, I think she even had like you could list internships for free during cool. I think she was doing it this winter, December, January kind of time. She's helping promote people to get in there and help ranchers help teach and really think about developmental programs for young people or new people. But looking on places like Of the West and just looking for internships and, you know, asking when you're looking for jobs, it's really important not to totally settle and ask, how am I going to develop? What am I going to learn from you?
Right.
And that will be critical to people's journey. But overall, just, you know, saying I'm going to go visit and learn. And I myself, like, I feel really lucky to be in the industry, but once, you know, ranchers are this incredible community of people who do want to help. They just have this really big heart. And that's why I fell in love with what I do. One of my first years that we owned the ranch, someone said, you should go meet this ranching family. They live in a town of 25. And I spent about 4 or 5 hours with them and I'd never met them in my whole life. And
I love that.
They continued to send me rancher care packages with the Wyoming Livestock Journal or the Wyoming Livestock Roundup in the Western Livestock Journal. And I was just like, they wanted me to be an excited young producer. And I think ranchers do want to help you and they want to get excited. So go visit them, go learn. And even if it's just like, oh, I want to go take a ranch tour somewhere or learn, it can happen in a lot of forms to jump in and learn and meet people. So long-winded, but it's an exciting time to enter the ranching world because I think people are trying to have more open hearts and learning programs. But yeah, dig in, I guess.
Yeah, that's huge. And I think it's what you're hitting on is exactly like why I didn't stay in New York and do that route. It's like, it's this industry, the people that are in it, they're so open, they're so kind. And in a, you know, without getting too over my head here, like it's in a time where, you know, no one listens to each other and there's, you know, there's this divisiveness. I think ranching and these communities and these neighborhoods and these counties, like it's what will keep us all together. And I think that's what's so cool about what you do and why you've chosen this route and how you're kind of creating a platform for the next generation. So I just think it's really awesome to have met you and to have had you on here and to hear what you guys are doing up there. So thanks for coming on today, Faith.
Yeah, I've been really excited to talk with you and hopefully connect again sometime. And yeah, I feel really lucky to be talking about ranching because I do love it with my whole heart. And yeah, we have the coolest job in the whole world. So
yeah. And I don't get my hands dirty. I just get to visit these places and know the people that run them. So I will not put myself in the same echelon as you, but it was really awesome, Faith. I'm excited this summer to kind of come say hi if I'm up there. And I'm just excited that our listeners got to hear what you guys are doing up there and how they can kind of integrate some of these practices and ideas into their own operations. So thanks for coming on the show.
Absolutely. I'm excited to see where we'll be in 5 years and I'll probably have a whole new set of ideas and crazy things that I've tried to pursue, but I'll try to keep people from doing the wrong things.
It's all good. That's all we can do. We'll talk soon.
See you soon. Thank you, Haley.
Bye, Faith. And thank you for listening today to our listeners. Once again, I'd like to thank Faith Hamlin, owner and operator of the Little Jenny Ranch, for joining us today. If you would like to get more information on the Little Jenny Ranch and maybe visit sometime, like I want to do one of these days, visit their website at thelittlejennyranch.com or follow them on Instagram or Facebook at Little Jenny Ranch, all one word. And just so you know, Jenny is spelled with I-E at the end there. Also, to learn more about the ranch real estate or our ranch marketing process, please be sure to subscribe to our newsletter on our website at merranchgroup.com or give us a call at 303-623-4545. Thanks so much. See you next time.
This episode of the Land Bulletin Podcast was brought to you by the Little Jenny Ranch. Located in Bondurant, Wyoming, the Little Jenny is a year-long cattle and outfitting ranch that offers its guests year-round activities and lodging. For more information on visiting the Little Jenny or their direct-to-sale beef operation, please visit littlejennyranch.com.